Random House Audio presents A Wanted Woman by Eric Jerome Dickey. Read for you by Zoe Bell with Dominic Hoffman.
Reaper. Prelude. Gunfire. Screams. Four people dead within seconds. Dozen wounded. Dead bodyguards. Dead bank guard. Dead politician. Collateral damage. Blood flowed in two directions, the Nile reaching for the Mississippi. The living became the dead, waiting to chat with Jesus' daddy. Dora the Explorer, many times over. The Trinidad contract was fucked from the start. That was the feeling I had as my Liat flight rocked through the storm and touched down on a West Indian island that I knew nothing about. Only that I was dispatched there to make a living man become a dead man. Rain flooded parts of the island. Mudslides in areas named Woodbrook, Diego Martin, Glencoe. Cars were drowning in water as muddy and murky as the Mississippi River. After I landed and cleared customs, the right-hand drive rental van was in the lot, the key hidden under the front tire. A map was in the glove compartment. No GPS, so I had to figure out the spaghetti roads on my own. Everything in reverse to what I was used to in the States. Looked like the roads were designed by the British. It had taken me hours to make it northeast to the safe house. Half the roads up this way changed into streams of mud as well. I should have recognized that as an omen of how messy, how fucked up this job would be. 3 hours of driving later, I pulled the rental van from the Rocky Toko main road and entered the safe house in Rumpanaga's village. The map said I was in the county of St. David.